welcome to the ATT podcast, Case File 6. To my left here, we have...
I'm Zell.
Zell?
Mr. Conspiracy.
And I'm Braden, as always. Welcome to the podcast. So we didn't really have much planned for this one. We actually have a... Case File 7 is going to be coming. We're going to be recording that Saturday.
Is that a drunk one? Drinking?
Yeah, we'll have some drinks. Right, Dan, our Southeast Asian alien correspondent, coming on to talk about Operation High Jump. So that's going to be a big one.
We're going to do it this time, too. Last time we said we're going to do it.
Yeah, there were some issues, technical difficulties. But this one, we don't know how long it's going to be or what. We have a fan call, and he sent us an email with an interesting story of a UFO sighting, and we asked him if he wanted to come on the podcast, and he said yes. So pretty much that's going to take up this podcast. If we have time, we got some other things we're going to touch on, but for the most part, we're going to listen to this guy's story, we're going to pick it apart, and we're going to see if it's, if what we make of it. Anyways, first off, let's get to some space news. Ivan, thank you for the new Space News theme. It's outstanding. Space News.
Is that Ivan that sent us that?
Yeah,
Ivan
again.
All right. Ivan's the man.
Pretty much from now, this is December, I don't know what day it is today.
29th.
29th?
Yeah,
29th. From now till the 2nd, they say it's high probability of auroras.
Auroras.
It's kind of a fun word to say.
A fun word to say.
Aurora.
Especially when you put that little slur on in there.
So there's a good high probability of seeing those this next week. So if it's clear and you're out of the light pollution, take a peek. If you get a picture, send it to us. Any other news?
No, just trying to teach Scotty how to sit by his microphone.
Yeah. It looked like you're trying to teach me how to eat a burger.
That's what I thought. I was like,
I was trying to tell you
hungry?
To eat the microphone. You're whatever. You know what I mean.
I was trying to stay away so you can't just hear my breathing.
So
the whole time.
I don't know if we should get into other stuff right away. Should we just call? Are we saying his name? Just his first name?
Just Hayden.
Hayden. Okay. Let's give Hayden. Should we call Hayden right away?
We're gonna call Hayden right now. We're gonna see how this works out. We've never tried it before.
Yeah. This might fail miserably.
Well.
So either way.
Only one
so
way to
let's
find
give
out.
It a shot.
How's it going?
Hello.
Oh, how's it going, Hayden?
Can you hear us?
Pretty good. Opening a beer. So.
Oh, perfect.
Me too.
Welcome to the podcast. That's what we like to do around here. So it's
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you good. Can you hear us?
It just died.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Can you hear us?
Scotty, talking to yours.
Can you hear me?
Ah!
Hayden, can you hear me?
I don't know if... You can say, for fuck's sakes!
This is just the podcast. Us trying to call him.
Yeah. It's a fucking conspiracy. You know what? He's probably just trolling us.
What the fuck?
Can you hear us?
Hello, hello.
Is it coming?
Fuck! God damn it! No, because it's...
Costanza!
That's a dead. Costanza!
Costanza's in the building! I smell calzones.
That's pretty good. Hey, can you hear us? Quick check. Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Are we working? Is it working?
Yeah, we can hear him.
Yeah, yeah. It seems pretty steady. So.
All right.
Fuck. I wonder what the problem was.
I don't know. Yeah, we don't know what was going on there, but it seems to be working now. So, okay, perfect.
Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut lots of this because like the last 5 minutes has just been us swearing in studio.
Yeah, but I mean that's got its own little charm to it too. So fuck it.
Yeah. No worries.
Cool, man. Well, yeah, we got your email, and it was interesting. So we'd like you to just tell it how it happened, and we're gonna pick it apart as it goes, if you don't mind.
All right. So,
at first, can you? Is it okay if we ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm just 20, pretty young.
20,
so.
Okay. And I'm asking this because I said on a pre-podcast we did a long time ago, anytime we'd have a guest, I was going to ask them, are you currently high or have you used drugs?
I've had like a beer and a half.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. That's good. That's a requirement to be on this podcast. So there we go. Yeah. Okay.
We have to have something.
Okay. So Hayden, we'll give it to you. Just tell us your story. We'll jump in when we're interested.
Okay. So I am in the Marine Corps Reserves in about, I don't know what year this was. Maybe 2014, like a year or two ago. I was down there around August. Maybe a little after that. Had to have been maybe October, November. And so just one night, we're just kind of hanging out in the smoke pit, you know, fucking around, talking, bullshitting.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't, there wasn't really anything romantic about it. I just, like, you know, I was kind of looking down and the sky is all bright, whatever, you know, it's like, what the fuck? And everyone's like, oh, what the fuck? Look up, and there's like this green ball, whatever. Looked like a fireball or something like that. And it just kind of, we're kind of at the north end of 29 Palms, was this training area. We're at the actual base. And so there's these mountains up to, I guess, the northeast, kind of, just like right above us. And just kind of flew over those mountains. And we're, you know, we're just thinking, like, that was fucking sweet. What was that? And then you got the one guy who's just like, oh, fucking aliens. And everyone just basically gave him the shut the fuck up, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, we didn't think much of it for a few minutes, you know, just like, oh, that was sweet, kind of talking about it. Then all of a sudden, there's like several jets, you know, it's pretty dark out. We couldn't see how many there were, but they just start darting past, same direction, which is like fucking sweet. Cause I don't know if you've ever been under, like, beneath jets or anything, but it's like,
yeah,
it's fucking insane.
Yeah, you feel them go by. Like,
oh, God. No, like your whole body vibrates. It's like the like most boner-inducing shit.
Yeah, I know. You definitely know. I've been under some jets fly by, and it's a cool experience.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. So
now, I just got a quick question. In your – in, I don't know if it like if it has anything to do with your unit of military or anything, but is it commonplace for jets to fly over populous areas at night like that?
Well, no, because, see, even the next day, so I was in MOS training, basically, which is, like, you learn your job, and I'm a radio operator. So even our instructor the next day was like, did you guys hear jets last night? We're like, yeah, no, we saw them. It's like, that was fucking, like, I don't even think there's, I could be wrong, but I don't even think there's, like, fixed aircraft, like, at 29 Palms. So,
you know, it's funny you say that, because when I first read your email, I did some research into where, like, the closest airstrip would be.
And I think it's Yuma, isn't it?
It's Edwards Air Force Base, which many people believe to be Area 51, which is super weird.
That's kind of like Nevada or some shit, right?
Yeah, it's to the north of you. That was like when I was looking into it. That was the closest one to the 29 Palms.
Yeah,
has jets stationed ready to go, and I was kind of like, oh, that's kind of interesting that you see this and you see the jets, and so you never. Maybe it wasn't necessarily a UFO, but like an experimental aircraft from there or something, but that's a weird,
yeah, it could have been something, you know. A lot of people were saying it was a meteor, but there was like no, it was weird because it was like, I've seen, like, there was just a thing where, like, I guess a Russian rocket entered the atmosphere kind of in the same area, I guess, but more of a LA. This was a few days ago actually, and it kind of looked, I mean, looked like a meteor. It looked how a meteor is supposed to look. Everyone thought it was a meteor at first, and I looked up other like green fireball videos. And they have like this huge tail. They're way up there. I mean, this thing was pretty low, pretty fast moving. And it didn't have like a tail or whatever. It was pretty crazy.
So it was some type of craft then.
It didn't
explode. The green ball. Just disappeared.
You never know.
Yeah. And now, did you see? Did it just continue over the hills, or did it fade out?
Like, no, it like went over. The thing is, it didn't go. I don't think it went horizon to horizon. So I think it, like, the light turned on or something, like when it was in the middle of the sky. I didn't see when it came into.
Okay, hey, I got a question for you. So you were outside when all this was going on, when the ball flew over top of your head?
Yes.
Was there any noise? Do you remember a loud, any sort of engine or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
So it was just no noise?
But that's, yeah, I don't think
just
so.
Just visual?
That's not uncommon, though, with a lot of UFO sightings.
Well, and that's the thing.
Well, yeah, they don't make a jet engine like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Anything that's supposedly human made, you'd hear it going above your head. You'd hear it. You wouldn't just see it, you'd hear it.
man, that's crazy stuff. Just for and it, the area it is too, because that's such a hot spot that it's so weird to me that if it was any kind of government like experimental, why would you fly something in that area anyways? Because there's such a conspiracy alien kind of sighting hot spot. Why would you? Like, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of the guys thought it was like a training exercise or whatever, because I mean, that is a big like training area. Like, it's huge. There was a kid in, I think, the 70s, Lance Corporal, that got lost out there, and it took him like 2.5 months to find his body. Like, it's enormous.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, they could have been doing stuff out there. It was weird because it was nighttime and everyone was like, you know.
Yeah, we get that.
What was the town that was close to there, you said? Like, the actual town name?
Okay, well, the base name's 29 Palms, and we've got, like, Main Side, which is kind of like our little town. And then there's, like, an actual city of 29 Palms pretty close. And then outside of that's, like, Joshua Tree and stuff like that. And, like, 2 miles away is about Palm Springs, and then you got Vegas to the north and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that's cool.
That surrounding area.
It's interesting because, yeah, there's so much – you read so much about that area of desert and, like, you know, it's such a hotbed for that kind of – activity. So it's cool that you saw something. I would love to see something like that. In your best guess, like, does it bug you? Like, is it so unexplained, or like, is there things that you lean to that you might believe that it is?
No, it doesn't really bug me or anything like that. It's not like you hear, that's how I know when people are faking, I feel like, because you know, oh, they saw something and they're so romantic about it. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
But, I know what you mean.
You know, it wasn't like crazy. It was just like really cool. And I think about it sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when people talk about their whatever, stuff like that. But
well, yeah, it can't be common for jets to fly at night, like even training missions. Or maybe they do. I don't know. You know better than us.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything to do with like airplanes or air wings or anything like that. So.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. I like that. Do you have any theory on other than a UFO than what it could have been? Do you ever think about, like, is there a leading theory in your head that could explain what you saw?
I don't know what. So I mean, assuming the jets were after it and it was going the same direction, my guess it was something like, you know, if like everyone says, oh, the government's involved. So if the government was involved and it was a UFO, you would think they wouldn't send jets after it. So it could have been anything, really. It seemed to have been pretty low. You know, it wasn't like way up in the atmosphere. It seemed pretty, you know, not like just over our head.
How fast was it moving?
I don't know. Could have been anything, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that. How fast do you think it was moving? Like, was it like relative to the jets? Can you remember?
I would say maybe a little slower.
Maybe a little slower. Okay, yeah. So then there was a good chance of that. What, they were hot on the pursuit there. So that's cool, man. That's a cool thing to see. I'd love to see something like that.
I've never seen anything like that. So that
me neither.
It's a cool story for sure.
It would definitely. Yeah. I'd definitely like to see something. I'll have to make a trip to the Mojave there and
check. Oh, there's. Out. I mean, there's tons of cool stuff around there. People kind of make jokes about, like, you know, especially after we were talking about that in class and stuff like that next week, and people were making jokes like, oh, you smoking meth with the locals and stuff? Because there's a bunch of just, like, cracked out people out there. You know, you stumble in the wrong business and there's, like, aliens are among us signs everywhere. It's like, dear God. But,
yeah.
You know.
We have one of those in BC up here in the north. There's this certain highway on the way to Little Fort, and there's a little sign. It says it's a UFO hotspot, and there's a little ice cream parlor. And it just has pictures of all the UFO sightings in the area. And then I guess there used to be a crazy guy who ran it, but no one knows where he went. It's kind of weird. He abandoned the ice cream parlor.
So, or he just kind of offed himself.
Yeah. Too many drugs in the bush and then he got lost. Couldn't find his way back.
You never know.
But yeah, it's cool, man. Thanks for coming on. This is just going to be a short one. We just wanted to get on and get your story on, because we want to have more people call in on Skype. So you were kind of the test subject here to see if it works. But thanks for coming on, man. We love the story.
Before you go, do you believe extraterrestrials have visited Earth already? Or do you believe UFOs are like a government phenomenon?
Yeah, let's give them some conspiracy hot questions really quick while we got them on.
Well, you know, I'm the kind of guy I'd have to like really like, I don't want to just say like yes, you know, but like
Are you like us that you really want to believe, but there's not quite enough there?
Yeah, no, I think that would be cool as shit, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I got a question. This is a topic that's going to come up in a future podcast. We just watched a documentary last night. Do you think the JFK assassination was done by the government, or was it Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone?
Ooh, dude, that's a good one. I qualified on the same range that Lee Harvey Oswald learned to shoot a rifle. So, fun fact of the day.
Oh, that's cool.
It's called Bravo Range in Camp Pendleton. But
so in your opinion, to shoot, shit.
I don't
to
know,
shoot, like, three bullets in 6 seconds at a moving target, hitting two victims multiple times, how hard would that be?
How far? I don't even know how far away it was. Probably not that hard.
They say the first shot missed, and it was at 150 yards. So that's not far.
Oh, that's cake, dude.
Yeah, that's not far. I'm a hunter. That's not far. Now, it kept going around the corner, and the second bullet apparently hit JFK in the back, the throat, hit the guy in front of him in the back.
Yeah, the magic. I know about the magic bullet.
And then the single bullet. And then the third bullet was the kill shot, which hit him in the head, moving.
Yeah,
and I think it was at 300 plus, they said, from the. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that's not too far either, especially he's got a scope.
No, that's not a hard shot, but moving a little bit too, right? And there's a hustle of the crowd. So.
Yeah. But, dude, I don't know.
So what do you think? Was it him acting alone?
Maybe not alone. I see. Everyone says the government this, government that, but it's more likely it's like the kind of people like the lobbyists and the people that kind of pull the strings, like the fucking what are those names? Like the fucking Koch brothers and stuff like that. It's more likely that those people with like tons of money are like doing shit like that. You know,
I'm glad.
Like everyone
says
9/11 was an inside job or whatever, but the government wouldn't do that. The government's not sophisticated enough to do that.
I think it's single benefactors are really. Pushing towards
that's
what they want.
This documentary we read pretty much said that they were like it's not necessarily the government, but it was this group of people who had kind of gained power together, who weren't who weren't in the government quite yet, but they are now. Like some of the names, like
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
it mentioned George Bush Senior a lot. He had quite the amount of ties into that.
Oh, yeah. He was quite the mastermind of it.
Yeah, he had quite a few ties tangled into that web of lies. So
yeah, dude, it could be. I mean, it's naive to think that there aren't people with tons of money and power that aren't making things swing their way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you had the money and you kind of had all these, you know, I think money fucks people up, and especially when you've got billions and billions of dollars, what the fuck else are you going to do with your time? You know, you're bored.
Just meddle. Meddle
in the affairs of the world.
Yeah.
Run the world. You know, fuck it.
Cool.
That's okay. Anyone else? Quick fire conspiracy questions for him? No? Okay.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I got something for you guys.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Give it to us.
You guys need to do like underground bases and stuff. So, because I know that's one of the things with 29
base?
Palms.
Dolce base and what were you going to say about 29 Palms?
That's one of the things with 29 Palms. I think 29 Palms is one of those because there's a bunch of old abandoned like mines and stuff like that. The training area is actually huge. And you think about Joshua Tree National Park and it's huge. Like, and I'm pretty sure they're connected. Anyways, so, I mean, there's all these tunnels and stuff, and you die in that desert in 2 days if you don't know what you're looking for. You know what I mean? You can't just spend time out there
It's a great place to
without tons of supplies.
There.
So, I mean, it's easy that they could put stuff out there, and there's all these, like, mines and stuff, and they say, don't go in the mines, you know, you'll get a discharge. They could collapse. They're not stable. You could die, you know, all this, that, and the other thing.
See, and, right away, that would bug me. It's like, well, yeah, that I understand I would die and stuff, but why would you discharge me? Like, that to me instantly.
Because if I do die, the government owes my family $400,000. So.
Oh, okay. So it's beneficial for them to
really,
not have
really
you die.
Really telling you what you're worth.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's locals. They drive out there all the time. And we don't even really stop them, and they go and look for that shit. And there's a bunch of, like, unexploded ordnance and stuff out there that – people pick up, and they're picking up like old fucking howitzer rounds and shit like that, taking them home. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Well, we're planning to do one on underground bases. The list of like podcasts we want to do and topics is unbelievably long. Like we've got material for ages. Like it's just a matter of for us getting together, prepping the show and then recording it, right? So what do you know about Operation High Jump? You ever hear about that?
I know this. No, I guess I don't know this.
Okay, so
jog my memory.
We have, well, I'm not going to spoil it because we have an expert coming on Saturday.
Yeah, I heard
and,
that.
And so he's given us the rundown on Operation High Jump. So make sure you listen to that, and then make sure to send us an email. Let us know what you think about that one.
Yeah. Hey, be careful with your so-called experts, because I mean there's so many people out there that'll say, oh, okay, I'm military, and people hear that and they're like, oh yeah, so he knows what he's talking about. But I mean, I was listening to your guys' other podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
I was listening to your guys' other podcast, and like some guy was saying, oh, he's in the Navy and he saw some fucking UFO come over and pick up a cube of water out of the ocean. Like,
oh yeah,
that's pretty, you know.
That's just what
something to think about.
That's not an expert. That's a crazy person. That's a crazy guy telling a story. But you never know.
Like me.
But yeah. No, the guy we have coming on, I've known him for a long time, so I know his credentials. I know he's he's done lots of research on this topic. It's kind of like he's really interested in this.
Yeah, he's into it for sure.
So he's gonna come, and he doesn't really have any connections to it other than he's studied it because he thinks it's such a weird topic.
Oh, okay, I got you. So okay,
he's way more informed than we are. So
yeah. Oh, there you go.
A couple of documentaries and stuff, and some readings online.
Coming out with the names.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue, is trying to, like, I try to explain this shit to my buddies, you know, and then they're just like, what, like, oh, this guy said this, and I don't know who this guy was, but, you know, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's exactly the problems we were having. We recorded some podcasts before we released them, and that was the main issue. We're like, man, we can't be just saying, I heard this from a guy in this site, and we had no sources, so we were trying to be better on that. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's a work in progress. We're only on a case file 6.
Yeah, well, I do love the show, though. It's pretty fun.
Hey, thanks, man. We love getting email. Feedback.
Yeah, we love it, man.
We'll have you on again, Hayden. We'll pick a topic, pick something you want us to dig into. We'll do underground bases. We'll study underground bases, and we'll have you back on when the time comes for us to do the Underground Bases podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we'll kind of shoot the shit and have some beers.
Sweet.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Yeah, it was a pretty good phone call, actually. Pretty happy with how that went.
I liked it. No, why? Because he is like similar to us, as in he's not like completely convinced by anything, but he's just interested.
Yeah, I like that. I was kind of like, part of me was like, I wasn't expecting him to be like that, but I was kind of like prepping myself for this guy to be like, oh, I just fucking aliens, am I gonna throw my head?
I could tell, just by the way, by his email. You can tell when someone's like just a like normal person pretty easy.
So crazy story. Like, if you have any UFO stories, listeners out there, and just come on and tell us the story. We like to hear them. It's interesting. And you know what? The more we hear, the more dots we can connect, right? Similar experiences and right. And just don't be afraid to, it's an avenue where we're open to talk about these things, and we're not going to judge you or anything.
No judgment.
We want to see that stuff. Like, I would love to. Oh, my God.
I want to hear some pretty crazy, like, individual stories.
I would just shit my pants if we walked outside right now and there were some green orbs chased by jets. I'd just shit. Like, I'd be so excited. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about his encounter. What do you think?
I'm going to chalk it up to it's a UFO. It's a UFO.
It's a
sighting,
UFO.
100%. Yeah. It's something he saw. It's unexplained. Not sure what it is. Green light, right? And you know what? I was kind of hoping he'd say blue light, because then I was like, oh man, we've been doing so much on blue lights. But green light, that's, you know.
It's a new color.
It's cool, man.
I wonder if there's any significance with like the technology that's being used and the color that we're seeing. Like, do you think that it could be different races of alien?
Maybe.
Man, color is such an easy thing to change through any type of cloud, atmosphere.
But my thing is, though, it's like, it's weird. The two things that hit me as weird, I touched on already, is the jets flying at night. Like, that's fucking weird. To me, like, they don't fly the helicopters to fight giant forest fires, right? And like, none of those planes at night. So like, why would you fight?
Well, yeah, I agree as well. But the cool thing for me is that the UFO went by And then a few minutes later, the jets like were following it. Like they've been like scrambled to go see what it is or something. It's not like they were like flying, like watching over this project that was happening.
Or they were escorting it.
But they weren't. Were they close enough to escort?
I don't know. But maybe
you'd
that's
you think
the thing.
That an escort man they'd be above it and watching.
And
it
if
on
they
either side.
And they like he said they hummed in the body vibe. That means they were moving because like every now and then when I'm working at the university there there's two jets that do circles. They go up, they fly around, they come down, they fly really late. They don't quite land, and then they take off again, and they do like six laps, and they do tighter and tighter circles.
Just like a training thing for
them? Yeah, and when it gets right over our head, one of the tight circles, and it punches it, like, man, you feel
it
go. It's just like, wow, like it's crazy. So like if you're feeling that, they're moving. Those things, like, and right, that's crazy. Like it's just, it's such a cool experience. Like I would love to see that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting.
Just conspiracy, what do you got to think? What do you think?
You know what? I got to chalk it up to it's a UFO, man.
Yeah.
For sure. You look at the area that it's coming from. It's coming from one of the most widely known conspiracy places, Area 51, from that general area. Flying away, and then you get two jets, or however many jets there were, coming from the same direction, following it.
It's odd because my thing is like, okay, if that is something military... Like, why do it in that area? You think that'd be such a...
Well, you say that area, but he just said that that's such
a huge testing area.
Vast and wide that you can't just go there.
Yeah. Let's go there.
Let's go there.
For two days with nothing but backpacks.
Trying to find some underground mines.
Yeah.
That would be fucking cool.
That would be pretty sweet, man.
It's a motorcycle trip next year, boys.
Yeah. You got to double me, man. Give me a sidecar.
Yeah.
Take it. Why?
So I can just sleep on the way. Just sit there and drive the whole time.
So anything else? Anything else? Or we want to move on from that? That was cool, though. I like having people call in.
Sorry.
The Skype seemed like it worked. We'll see how the quality is at the end here, but I think it was pretty good.
I liked it. I want more people to come on. So if you got stories, come on.
Find us. You can email us at meteor-recording.com or at Twitter at truthisoutther, T-H-U-R-R.
Now, are we going to set up a Facebook?
I think we should because we were talking about it that, like, me, I have Facebook. I've never had Twitter, and I'm sure there's lots of people like that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
we'll
do it.
Both. I think we should do both. Up.
We'll let you know on the next podcast what our Facebook is.
Put it on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll put it on Twitter. That's the only place you can find our Facebook is to go on Twitter. So
it's a really good marketing strategy.
No, that was cool. I liked having him on. And you know what else I wanted to talk about real quick? U.S. approving the largest budget for NASA in a decade. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
That would be
sweet. Time.
And, like, everyone is surprised. So I'm kind of like, oh, maybe they got some big plans, right? Like,
maybe they're prepping the world for the announcement.
Yeah. Alien announcement.
Alien's been coming here for a long time.
We already know that, though. Like that.
Well, we don't know, though.
Well.
We want to know that.
Yeah.
So bad.
I want to know.
Yeah,
it explains so much, so many things.
But it's like it's almost to the point now where there's so much activity. There's been so many sightings.
It's true.
And we're all like denying it just on this group of people being like, no, no.
Tell the lie.
No, we don't know. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. And we're all being like, yeah, okay. Yeah, nothing. But man, there's got to be something. Like,
you know what though? I would be a way bigger advocate had I seen something. Like I just need to see with my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying an alien because we got your lizard friend, right? who's a real lizard person.
Lizard man coming lizard on the man. Show. And so, I'm not too sure what episode.
I don't know when we'll have him on soon.
It'll be a surprise for everybody.
Yeah, he's 100%. I'll post a picture. He's a lizard.
He's just going to shapeshift into the room. Yeah. It's going to happen.
He's probably, know,
he's probably here blended into the walls.
Scurrying around the
Where
roof.
Where are you?
Anyways, so that's cool. NASA getting the largest budget in a decade.
Wonder what they're going to do with it.
They're prepping to go to Mars, man.
I think so, too. I think that's the plan. That's cool, though.
Okay, another thing that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the moon landing one time.
Yeah.
But now, let's say they're prepping to go to Mars, and they haven't gone back to the moon, or if they haven't gone to the moon at all, and now they're going to Mars, come on.
Well, maybe if they haven't gone to Mars yet, so until they pass that moon and go past, I'm not convinced.
No, that's another episode.
See, I'm a big fan of the theory that no one's been on the moon, but
it's too many theories.
We're gonna dedicate a podcast to that. So I don't know how long are we running here? Should we cut this one early. Anyone got any other stuff?
I got something else. Because how would you just get a group of people? Like, what do you do? You just pay these people off. All right, we're gonna tell the world that you're astronauts. We're sending you into space. Just to continue the lie for the rest of your life.
These people, do you get a group of people to kill a president and go along with the lie
money,
that it was one shooter for the rest of their lives?
But it's like, why, as an astronaut, right, say like that was what you did as a job, why would you want to lie about the biggest, best thing that's ever happened to you? You went to the moon, but if you didn't and you filmed it in a fucking studio... I mean, you think that if you were to
money's
sit down...
Money's a hell of a drug, man. Money's a hell of a drug. Well,
there's interviews with Neil Armstrong. Interviews are cool because he never really talks about being on the moon, but he talks about being in space and looking out the window of the spacecraft and being like, seeing a UFO, but they're like a live broadcast in NASA, like internationally. So they say, we have a bogey here. We have a Santa Claus. And those are the keywords they termed for UFOs. So they wouldn't say them on the air. So there's cool interviews of that, like him talking about that. Nothing really about on the moon itself, but like flying to it and around. He's like, yep, they're here. We have a bogey. Houston, we have a bogey. And like all these cool slang words for it. So we'll get into that another time.
Yeah, that's another one for another time.
So if anyone has any good insight to that, maybe we should get you on.
Yeah.
So if you're a pro or con of the moon landing, either way, we'd like to have you on.
Yeah, come on. If you know what, if you are well versed and have studied something or you're really interested in any kind of conspiracy, message us and come on. It'd be fun. We like learning from other people. We like hearing other views and opinions because we only have Mr. Conspiracy here, and we all know how he sways.
He sways.
Yeah.
Anything else? I think we're kind of running out of steam here.
Yeah, that was as fun as
I like to have the short one.
Got the Skype working.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing more of that for
more
sure.
Skype. Big things coming in the new year. We're going to try to get more out, yeah.
More everything.
More, yeah. We're going to rev it up here for the new year.
We're trying to get more avenues of distribution too. We had iTunes, I just applied to Slacker Radio. Hopefully Google Play starts doing podcasts. Spotify is supposed to.
Couldn't we just go on YouTube too? Just throw them out on YouTube?
Yeah.
It's a video player, but
we could just have a picture of your face the whole time.
Yeah.
No one will watch.
Picture of the shitty wig.
Shitty wig,
that shitty picture you put on Twitter.
Okay, so...
you put that one on Twitter?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it looks...
Of course I did.
It's great. Oh,
damn. All right.
Well, let's shut her down.
That was fun.
That's the podcast for this week. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
Yeah, Mr. Conspiracy.
Keep those eyes on the skies. Oh, wait a minute.
What you got?
Life will find a way.
Oh!
Sir, Dr. Ian Malk.
Oh, wait. Before we go, actually, one more thing. We got to say... We Skyped Hayden, and his picture was Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And his name was John Cena, and you're a big fan of wrestling, so
yeah, he fits in. Ties in. Yeah, he's a good. We should. He's our new South. Where does he live?
I think he said Oregon or something.
Let's just call him.
Let's call him the Northwest American correspondent.
Yeah. No, he's just the American correspondent because we live in the Northwest, so we don't need more correspondents. Yeah,
but we're on the Canadian side of the Northwest.
Hayden is officially our American alien correspondent.
Yep,
so we'll have Hayden back on. I liked having him on, so we'll have him again.
Cool.
I think that's it.
That's right, it.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace.
See you later.
Bye.